From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio.
18 million people visit Amsterdam every year. That is up from 11 million in 2005. The local population, mind you, is just 850,000. So when Dutch locals are so outnumbered, how do they maintain any sort of local life? As John Lawrenson reports from Amsterdam, the city has some ideas.
Wheelie suitcases. Amsterdammers like Tsitsi Bakker are fed up with tourists.
It's terrible, too many of them. It's changing everything. Less neighbours, less shops.
Less neighbours?
The Dutch. They're moving out, I think.
And how are they being replaced?
They are renting the places, or they're buying to rent them. It's changing the structure of the population.
Some English gents relaxing in one of the red light district bars. Amsterdam attracts a lot of cannabis tourism and stag parties. The city has banned beer bikes, basically bars on wheels, that used to leave trails of urine and vomit around town. It's also limiting the number of days owners can rent out their properties to 60 a year, and is planning to increase the room tax by as much as $15 a night. It's also banned new hotels, even stores. Udo Kok, Amsterdam's deputy mayor.
We will no longer allow new shops that cater to tourists. We have closed down a few shops, but of course that has been challenged by these companies in court.
In the street leading to Amsterdam Central train station, there are three stores where everything's in English, selling typical Dutch Gouda cheese, vacuum-packed, so you can take it home. The builders were still working on the third of these stores, the Amsterdam Cheese Company, when the ban on new shops came into effect. The owner, Quirin Kolf, had already invested heavily in the store, and he's fighting the decision.
The romantic idea of a street where there's a bakery or a butcher, you know, that is changing, and it's certainly changing in this street. So I don't know if closing a high-end cheese shop is going to make that any better.
But Amsterdam is moving ahead with tough anti-tourism measures, and some want it to go further with a total ban on Airbnb. In Amsterdam, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.